Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
The Philly, 106.7 The Fan. This is a Vodka Red Bull Friday. It's powered by Scotty's Handcrafted Vodka. Scotty's Vodka is Maryland made, amazingly smooth, and loved throughout the DMV. Well, we have the schedule reveal is coming up on the 14th. But JP had a chance to sit down and talk to our old boss, Joe Ferreira, and talk to him about what's happening with the schedule. Let's take a listen.
This is a fun one for me. For years and years and years now, I have asked my former boss, Joe Ferreira, to give me scheduling nuggets. At some point, that started happening on the record in podcasts and stuff. And this is, I think, maybe our first time doing it for all ears. Joe, how are you? Thank you for making time for us, dude.
I'm doing great, JP. Good to see you again.
All right, just so everybody knows the background, Joe was my boss at a cable entity. I don't even remember what it was named during our time together, but we always had fun. And Joe formerly had worked in the NFL offices working on the schedule. And so you always had this, like, you know, this much broader base of knowledge about what it takes to build an NFL schedule. What is that thing like? It's got to be so daunting.
Yeah, it's, you know, I had the pleasure of doing the schedule from 1992 through 2000 seasons. Val Pinchbeck was the original schedule maker of the NFL, and he was my boss at the time. We had a team of three. It was daunting. Back then, you've probably heard stories about this. We just used pegboards, and we put teams on a pegboard and did it all manual. Now the league has multi-million-dollar computers to help them do what they call Valgorithms, based on Val Pinchbeck's name, to pull the schedule together. And the actual schedule room they work in is the Val Pinchbeck room. I think it's changed in a couple different ways, JP. The biggest challenges we had back then is, if you recall, a lot of NFL and baseball teams played in the same stadiums back then, the Cincinnati Bengals and the Cincinnati Reds and the Pittsburgh Pirates and the Pittsburgh Steelers, San Diego Chargers and the Padres. They all played in these cookie cutter kind of MLB NFL stadiums, and that created a lot of scheduling complexity. We had to try to predict which baseball teams would make the playoffs because that was week 7, 8, 9 in October. Wow. We didn't want to have conflicts, so that would go into it. So we're doing, you know, kind of MLB analysis while we're also trying to put a schedule together. The other complexity, and you always have events like the Chicago Marathon. You really don't want to play on the same weekend as the Chicago Marathon in Chicago, just because they run right around Soldier Field. The other complexity is we used to shy away from playing primetime games in cold weather stadiums. We would never play the Packers in primetime after mid-November, ever. The same thing with like Buffalo or the Patriots. That all changed in 2001 with the Tuck Rule game. That when that game happened with the snowstorm and the attention to that game, the league, in essence, Commissioner Goodell, who was just coming into being commissioner a couple of years later, loved the sights and scenes and the fandom of that snowstorm. And so we started to get a little more aggressive with playing the Packers in primetime. So that opens up a lot more. So it's changed a lot.
So a lot of this has changed in that most baseball, I feel like there's not a lot of cities where you got baseball and football in the same spot. But, and now that you're able to play the primetime teams for cold weather, I mean, that seems to happen all the time. But it's also gotten so much more complex with the amount of games. Going to 17 must be impossible just because it's an odd number.
Yeah.
And the amount of broadcast partners.
Yeah.
And Thursdays and I mean, playing on Christmas, like they've expanded the product so much. Like when you talk to, because I don't want to put anybody in a bad spot here, but I know you still talk to plenty of folks involved, and we'll get to kind of some stuff you think could happen for Washington. But how difficult is it to make an NFL schedule now?
It's a tough task. Yeah. So, you know, back in the day, you had your two main Sunday afternoon broadcasters. You had a Sunday night football game. It didn't even have Sunday night football until 1987. So think about that. It was just basically Monday night football, Sunday afternoon games, and off you went. Then in the 90s, you had Sunday night football, and then you started getting into Thursday night football. Now you've got CBS and Fox in the midday. You've got NBC with, you know, one of the most expensive packages, so you're going to give them good games. You've got ESPN and Disney paying for a large amount of money for Monday night football. And then you bring in a streamer like Amazon to do all of Thursday night football. On top of that, then you throw in Netflix with two Christmas Day games. Last year, you had Peacock coming in with the game after the kickoff game in Brazil. There's a lot of rumors that game is going to happen again this year, but maybe for YouTube. So now you've got another streamer potentially coming in there. Peacock has a playoff game as well. So you've got all these mouths to feed. And not just mouths to feed, but Netflix paying, I think, $150 million for two games. I mean, you got to give them a good amount, you know, good matchups. And then think about Thanksgiving weekend, JP. That's week 13 in the NFL schedule. You've got your normal Detroit and Dallas home games. Now you've got a NBC Thursday night game. You have an Amazon Black Friday afternoon game, and you have to give them all good matchups. The NFL, this is probably going to affect the Commanders, to be honest with you. The NFL loves to have that second game, that Cowboys game, be their highest rated game of the year in a lot of cases, potentially play. It could be either Washington or KC playing the Cowboys, I think, on that second window. But you think about that. You take eight good teams away from Sunday afternoon, and then you take Monday Night Football. What are you left for those Sunday afternoon games? So it makes it challenging.
I mean, clearly it's challenging. I mean, you've kind of hinted at Washington's schedule, I mean, for a lot of years. When you and I worked together, I mean, really most of the Dan Snyder era, Washington hadn't been very good, frankly. All of a sudden, everything has changed. Change owners, get a real GM, real coach, real quarterback, a kid that looks like an absolute star. How much pickup, I don't know why that's happening, of max amount of primetime games for teams?
Yeah, typically you're maxing out at two Sunday night football games and two Monday night football games, but spread out. The league has taken a little bit of more of a conservative stance than they used to. They stick a hard stance in it because they look at primetime exposure that also includes that big second window on Sunday afternoon, like the big Fox, big CBS game. I think there's a chance that Washington, of their 17 games, are probably going to be double digits in terms of what the league considers primetime exposures.
I think the
national exposures, exactly. I think they're going to be on NBC twice. I think they'll be on ESPN twice. And this is where it gets interesting.
So you're saying two Sunday night footballs, two Monday night footballs.
Yeah, at a minimum. And then you start thinking about Thursday. But I think that's not going to happen, and here's why.
The opener in Philly?
No. So the opener at Philly is a possibility. But there's another opener that weekend, which is in Brazil, of all places. That's the game that I think might move to YouTube TV. The Chargers are the host. So they have a couple of teams that play there. One of those teams is the Washington Commanders.
Sure.
But if I had to roll the dice, I think the Commanders are going to be going to Madrid on week 11. I'm just balancing out the Tottenham games that Jacksonville hosts, and I just don't think I would put the Commanders up against the Jags, and I don't think they even play them this year. So that's not an option. You've got a game in Germany as well, in Berlin. You've got the Madrid game. The Madrid game host is the Miami Dolphins. Washington plays at Miami. That's Miami giving up a home game. And so, just looking at it, I that would be like week 11. Now that makes it challenging, right? Because that's a 9:30 Eastern time game. The league doesn't like to make a marquee matchup in some of those games just because it's really hard to drive an audience at 9:30 Eastern time. Even, I think the biggest rating was like 10 million viewers for KC Miami a couple of years ago at 9:30. So they don't want to waste a big prime time like Washington, Kansas City. They're not going to waste one of those kind of matchups with with an international game. But I think a Washington at Miami game is very likely. So I think there's a good chance that the Commanders could be heading to Madrid. Now, that doesn't take, that's not a short week technically. The league does have a hard rule on two short weeks for every team, a maximum of two short weeks. So I think if you think about it, the other kind of curveball, if you will, is Christmas Day. Christmas Day is a Thursday this year. You're going to have two Netflix games and the normally scheduled Amazon Thursday night game on Christmas night. You have three games there. Kansas City wants to play on Christmas. They always wanted to play on Thanksgiving and host, but they've never been able to because Detroit and Dallas have that locked up. But the Chiefs love to play on Christmas. Now, I know Patrick Mahomes has some faith-based things against Christmas, playing on Christmas, but the Chiefs love doing that. So I think there's a good chance that you may see Washington at Kansas City on Christmas Day as one of the Netflix games. And that would be one short week. And then we come back to Thanksgiving, right? And you don't want to have a team play on a bunch of holidays, but if you think about that matchup, that Dallas matchup, the potential game teams that can play at Dallas, Washington is certainly one of those teams that can draw a big rating, and that's obviously a big rivalry. And then you've got Green Bay, you've got the Chargers, and you got Kansas City. So I don't think the Commanders are going to end up playing on Thanksgiving, but I think it's a possibility. I think they'll probably end up playing on Christmas more than that. That would be their second short week, which does allow for a Thursday night game earlier in the year if they want to in a short week. So I know I'm going all over the map there, but if I had to, you know, roll the dice on it, I think you're going to end up going to Madrid. That's week 11. So that means that your bye week is probably going to be later in the year. And Washington has actually had, this is another piece of the schedule, right? When is your bye week?
Buys. I've lived
been late, like week 14, right?
Yeah.
Like late. I think it's going to happen again. I think it's going to happen.
You don't get a bye coming out of Europe?
You do not, because it's in the middle of the week. If it's a half week thing, they usually do. So you might get one coming out of 12. You might get one going 10 going into that if it's week 11. But it's not a hard, fast rule that they have to do it that way. But I think you could be looking at week 12, 13, or 14 for a bye again this year. And they don't like to have a lot of buys week 13 because what I mentioned earlier, the inventory on Thanksgiving week is so low. You got to keep teams playing.
Sure. Got to tell you, Joe, my daughters might not care. My wife not going to be happy about that Christmas in Kansas City. Maybe we'll all go. Christmas in Kansas City for the Finleys. They got great barbecue.
Well, you can go to Madrid, you know, and that's there's plenty of fun there.
Feliz Navidad.
In talking to the league representatives, there's a plethora of wealth of game inventory, great games. If you look across the game inventory, the fact that the NFC East is playing the NFC North in the intra-divisionals creates a ton of great traditional matchups. The fact that the East is playing the AFC West creates all these kind of interesting cross-conference matchups. And, you know, KC doesn't plays the AFC South. You're thinking like, okay, well, maybe that's not great because they're playing Indy and Jacksonville and Tennessee and they're not TV draws. But they don't almost need that matchup. They're playing the AFC North this next year. So they've got all these great inventories to play with. So the league, I think the schedule, no matter how it shakes out, is going to look really strong for both the primetime networks and even for the Sunday afternoon networks as well.
Yeah, I agree with you. Because from a television perspective, every NFC East team draws. And then you know you're getting them against the Broncos are a playoff team, the Chargers are a playoff team, the Chiefs are obviously a dynasty light team. And then you got Lions, Vikings, Packers, whatever the Bears may become. It's really going to be interesting to watch. Who do you, and this is not Washington specific, but who do you think Philly gets in the opener?
So I think it could be a divisional game that, you know, the Fox and CBSs have to hold on to at least one of the two division matchups. So if you wasted Dallas, Philadelphia right there, where do you put that game later? And it has to go on Fox are some of the considerations. If I were doing it, I would probably be the Detroit Lions. I would probably do Detroit against, you know, at Philly. Obviously, Washington is a repeat of the NFC Championship game last year. But I think in everybody's brain, they still have Philly and Detroit as the, you know, kind of top teams last year, you know, that were kind of going at it. The fact that Commanders were able to beat the Lions is surprised a ton of people. I would think they could almost go with anything. Chicago would be a good draw with the quarterback and what the Bears are doing. And they had a good draft, appeared to have a good draft. You know, that's the other piece too, that you consider is like, is there any major impact of the draft in what happens with the schedule? And I don't think so. I mean, are you worried about Cam Ward playing back in Miami? I don't think so. I don't think anybody cares really about that.
Yeah.
The story of the draft happened to be Shadur, and he may not only may not be playing, may not even be on a team by the time, you know, Cleveland rolls around. So I don't think the draft is going to have a huge impact. And typically defensive players like Abdul Carter don't impact a ton of the TV side of things. But back to the opener, I think I would go with either Detroit or Chicago, probably Detroit.
Okay. So just to recap for Washington, it's going to be a lot, whatever the max of primetime. I think last year somebody was in primetime six times, yeah. And there were a couple teams at five. I think Washington's getting there, and then when you combine that with that 4:30 game of the week window, which rotates between Fox and CBS, the Sunday 1 o'clocks seem like they will be few and far between this year.
Yeah, I think that's right. I think that's right. I think the Commanders, with Jaden Daniels being kind of the up and coming star that he is, the rookie of the year, obviously, the presence of the team, the fact that they score, they're an exciting team to watch, puts them in that, maybe they're not at KC and Dallas level yet, but they're in that echelon of, you know, where the Buffalo Bills are and the Washington Commanders are and the Eagles are, that group of like six or seven teams that will probably come close to maxing out primetime. I think they're right there.
Well, dude, I appreciate you making time. I follow you at Joe NFL. For those that are unaware, if I'd say by like Thanksgiving, but certainly by mid-December, if you're not following Joe, you are not getting the most up-to-the-second NFL tie-breaking information about division titles, wild cards. It's crazy once you start crunching all those numbers. I always enjoy it, man.
It's a lot of fun. I still do it. It's usually week 12, 13. We'll start cranking stuff out.
Yeah. Thank you. I appreciate your time and your insight.
Good to see you again, JP. Take care.
That is former NFL schedule maker Joe Ferreira. A lot to decompress
yes.
there. I talked with somebody last night that said they expect five or fewer actual Sunday 1 o'clock games for the Commanders. They're going to be a really hot ticket. I want to run through everything Joe said.
Mm-hmm.
The headliners to me, nobody go anywhere. Are we talking Madrid? Como se dice Jaden Daniels? Nobody go anywhere. A workout.
Look at that body.
All right, folks, it is the Scotty's Vodka Red Bull Friday. Of course, Scotty's Vodka's DMV made, amazingly smooth, and loved everywhere they serve it. Okay, B, you heard our conversation with Joe Ferreira, uh-huh. the cameo from Heather McDonough. Joe Ferreira used to work for the NFL in the schedule-making department. He's usually pretty good at this. I remember last year he said this Washington won't be playing Thanksgiving in Dallas. He was correct. A lot of people thought they would. I want to run through some of his bolder predictions. Let's start with, I want to be abundantly clear, technically, officially, we don't know.
Yeah.
This Madrid thing seems pretty darn realistic.
I think so, Jay.
Now, that would be week 11.
Yep.
That game would be November 16th. So if you're looking at planning, you know, November 16th.
Get your tickets, baby.
Now, Joe said, I don't think they would play Thanksgiving. So November 16th is a Sunday, week 11. Maybe that's week 12, rather. Thanksgiving is
right after that.
November 27th.
Yep.
So there's a week in between, but it'd be pretty wacky to play in Madrid, then play in Dallas on Thanksgiving. That, to me, kind of tracks. Let's start really broad. I was texting with somebody last night that the Chiefs, if you look at the Chiefs' schedule nowadays, they play like three or four traditional Sunday 1 o'clock games.
Yeah.
Like, they just don't play many games.
Because everybody wants to see them.
Right. And TV drives everything with the league.
100.
I'm not saying Washington's going to be that, because the Chiefs have Mahomes and all the Super Bowl rings and Kelce and Taylor Swift. Like, there's a lot going on there, right?
Mm-hmm.
How many now? And let's also be clear that games can get moved around. We all know that happens all the time now. So the schedule you see at the beginning of the year, hell, the last couple of weeks are usually TBDs anyway.
Mm-hmm.
Washington's games could obviously get moved around late in the year. When the schedule comes out next Wednesday, how many Sunday 1 o'clocks do you think will be on there of a 17-gamer?
17 games.
How about this? Over, under, 7.5 Sunday 1 o'clock.
I go under.
Me too. Like, I think I might go under 6.5.
They were a major draw last year. Jaden was unbelievable, and I think the league is going to try and capitalize off of that.
What?
With all the fresh news that are out there, that's out there now about Washington, the draft, and the possibly in a new stadium and all, that's going to always also push.
Well, and, dude, at least on the surface, now everything changes in the NFL. It's one of the reasons we all love it. But just looking at the schedule for Washington, the games, we know who they're playing and where. We know the divisions they're playing.
Mm-hmm.
The fact that they're playing the NFC North, which was the best division in the NFC last year, and they're playing the AFC West, which was the best division in the AFC last year, as it's currently constituted, there's no dogs on the schedule.
Mm-hmm.
There's no Jacksonville. There's no Titans. There's no Browns. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like, there's no game you can look at and be like, oh, man, that's the Panthers. Like, that could be a Sunday 1 o'clock.
Mm-hmm.
Because at home... And I know the Giants were bad last year. I think the Giants will be better. But they're also the New York Giants. They're still a big-ass draw.
Yeah.
Any NFC East game is a big-ass draw. So you've obviously got the three home games, Eagles, Cowboys, Giants. Then you've got the Bears, who I think the excitement is outpacing the reality there.
I think that's another rivalry. And you look at two young quarterbacks.
Caleb and Jaden.
Yep.
Then you've got the Lions. That's a huge game. That's a definite repeat. Yeah, I mean, that's a repeat of the divisional round, a really big upset that nobody was expecting last year, except maybe the people in this room. Broncos, playoff team last year. There were the idiots trying to say that Bo Nix was in the same caliber as Jaden Daniels.
Mm-hmm.
Bo Nix is good. I'm not trying to take anything away from Bo Nix, just that conversation got stupid quickly.
Yeah.
I can identify perhaps one dog, maybe two dogs, one dog. The Raiders. On paper, the Raiders were bad last year. They overhauled their staff. But they had a good defense. They added a new quarterback, a veteran quarterback, who immediately makes them significantly better. They drafted Ashton Jeanty. I don't think the Raiders game will be a dog at all. And the Seahawks come to town, which is kind of cool. It's a homecoming of sorts for Mike McDonald, who coached here and for the Ravens, now the head coach of the Seahawks. Of the home schedule, B, your best chances for Sunday 1 o'clocks, in my mind. Now, there are some things, like Fox and CBS could start to block some games off if they want to. But, like, I don't see any way the Lions game is a Sunday 1 o'clock.
I don't see it.
I wouldn't think the Eagles game is a Sunday 1 o'clock.
No, neither.
Neither one of those.
I don't think the Broncos. Think the other part of this is Broncos, Raiders, Seahawks. Because those are West Coast teams, if you make them play Sunday 1 o'clock, you're kind of screwing their fans.
That's
a 9 o'clock, 10 a.m.
game. 10 a.m. game.
It's not to say it won't happen, but that's just typically you'd see those get moved to 4, if not 4.
Mm-hmm.
And a game could be at 4 and not be a national broadcast, is worth pointing
totally,
out.
Totally.
It's the 4:30 that's that big one. Bears, I think everybody wants that to be a rivalry. I could see Giants being a Sunday 1 o'clock. Maybe the Bears. But of the home schedule, dude, almost every matchup is juicy. So then you just look at the road games.
Yep.
Obviously, the NFC East games. I mean, of 6 NFC East games they're going to have,
mm-hmm.
I bet 4 of them are a national window.
How about it?
Whether it's Sunday night, Monday night, Thursday night, or just a 4:30 kick.
Yeah.
I bet 4 of the 6 are national windows. And I bet 3 of the 6 are primetime night games.
More than likely.
Then you're going to Green Bay.
Primetime.
Right? Dude, I think, I want to say it's Tischler. I could be wrong on this. Somebody predicted, maybe it was my boy Ben Roth, actually. Somebody predicted Commanders at Packers Sunday Night Football opener. Couldn't you see that? Week 1?
I can see
Lambeau.
I can definitely see that.
They just had the draft.
Their love is very good.
All right.
They're going to promote these things by the quarterback, so you got a good quarterback there too.
Is there any chance you believe Commanders Chiefs will be a Sunday 1 o'clock game?
Hell no.
Hell no. Right?
Nope.
Just zero chance. And it's out there. So for that to be a 1 o'clock is what, a noon local?
Yeah.
That's not going to happen.
Yeah.
4 more away games. Then I want to run through specifically Joe Ferreira. You can follow him at Joe NFL. His predictions for what Washington is going to get. Brent Johnson going to join us at 12:30. Phones open at noon. Nobody go anywhere. B. Mitch Finlay, 106.7 The Fan. Had a great conversation with Joe Ferreira, former NFL scheduler, former boss of ours back in the Bethesda days, B. He understands a lot of the moving parts with the NFL schedule. Obviously, schedule release is next week, next Wednesday to be exact. I think we'll know some stuff before Wednesday. Typically, the NFL releases the international games earlier. They kind of would like drop little breadcrumbs the next – probably starting Monday leading up to Wednesday to build up the excitement. Joe Ferreira made some predictions for us. He thought there would be 2 Monday night football games, 2 Sunday night football games, a game in Madrid against the Dolphins.
Christmas against.
And then not playing Thanksgiving in Dallas, rather playing Kansas City on Christmas.
I'd much rather that.
At Arrowhead. Would you?
I'd much rather the Christmas be in Kansas City than going to Dallas.
Why?
I don't want to go to Dallas.
But we're going to Dallas regardless.
Okay. But I don't want to go to Dallas for Thanksgiving.
I've spent a number of Thanksgivings at Jerry World. For me, I would much prefer Thanksgiving than Christmas. If Christmas was a home game, I'd be into it. I just don't want to be away for Christmas Eve.
You're going to be away. It's a job you chose.
I get it.
Got a little Chris Russell in you.
I think Christmas is one thing. I'm not blaming the NFL for ruining my life or anything.
Well, he always says the games come up at times he don't want it to come, but when you choose his profession, you got
to
do it.
Can we see if Russell's available to discuss a possible Christmas game? Because sure, he'll feel great about that. We're going to open the phone lines up here in just a moment. 800-636-1067. 800-636-1067. Commanders are going to have a boatload of primetime and 4:30 games. I'm curious, just like there is a portion of the fan base that's not thrilled about the possibility of the new RFK Stadium because of tailgating. Like, how does the tailgating traditional crowd feel about all the night games and getting out of that Sunday 1 o'clock? I imagine they're into it because it's longer time to tailgate.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, it's a hell of a lot easier to tailgate for an 8 o'clock at night game.
But The tailgating thing, just, I don't know why people think it's not going to be any tailgating. I don't get that at all.
Yeah, that's a separate.
Yeah.
I think, where do you land, B, on two Sunday nights, two Monday night? I think
there's take them both.
I also think it's going to happen.
Yeah.
I think there's a rule that you can only play once on Thursday night. Like the actual Amazon Thursday night broadcast. You don't think so?
I thought there was a rule, but I thought they were getting rid of it.
Yeah, I thought they changed that.
Maybe they did. I know they've changed the flexing rules for Thursday nights. Yeah. It used to be you had to have a month to flex it. Look, now, man, I think it's 2 weeks.
One thing about it is when your team gets good and you have talent on your team that's real good, you're going to play primetime games. A lot of people, I don't want to wait. I don't care. I would love it. The more primetime games you get, know what it says? You're playing well.
Yeah.
You're doing something good.
Right. And I think last year, I hope people feel this way. Like, it's kind of one of these things, as the Caps have gotten into their, you know, now in the second round of the playoffs, people are like, oh, man, same old Caps. Like, how is that the line after they've won a cup and – I don't know. Just things change. I'm done with the Commanders are bad on primetime. They were good at it last year.
Yeah, they were.
Like, week three, they won in Cincinnati on Monday Night Football. They beat Atlanta on Sunday Night Football. They won two playoff games in primetime.
Yeah.
The wild card game and the divisional round game. Maybe if they played the NFC title game at 8 o'clock at night, they would have won that thing. Maybe the 4 o'clock start was a problem. I'm done with the, they're bad on primetime situation.
That was a whole different group. Totally different group.
So, just to get the B. Mitchometer on this, you think Madrid is happening?
Yep. I've been thinking that for a while, for months now.
Do you think Christmas in Kansas City is happening? So everybody knows this. This is worth pointing out. Obviously, the Cowboys and the Lions play every year on Thanksgiving. That's been going on for forever. 50 years, yeah, 40 yeah. years. Kansas City has petitioned the league. They want to be that team on Christmas.
And I think
so they want to own that date.
And I think they're going to get it.
I think they might.
Because Kansas City is a hell of a draw.
Sure. So you're saying yes to Madrid. Are you saying yes to Christmas in Kansas City?
Both of them.
Okay. There are some people that think Commanders Chiefs could be the Sunday night opener for the season. That's a big ass draw, too.
Yeah.
Commanders Chiefs, whenever it is going to be a big ass draw.
If the Commanders are playing like they were playing last year and the Chiefs are who they are, that Christmas game would be astronomical.
Now, I have heard it's going to be. Cowboys Chiefs on Thanksgiving, because the league wants to break an all-time viewership record.
Oh, it will break easily.
Cowboys on Thanksgiving is always a huge draw.
Yeah.
You add Mahomes, Kelsey, Reed, Swift.
Yes. And then all the people that don't like Dallas come out to watch them lose.
That's a big one.
Yeah.
Two Sunday night footballs. I do also think
Sunday night football has really surpassed Monday night football.
It has. It has kind of for a while.
Yeah.
Now.
Yeah.
Here's what we're going to do. 800-636-1067. 800-636-1067. We're getting close to NFL schedule time. It's going to be very exciting. Our guy Joe Ferreira says the Commanders are going to have a lot, double-digit national exposure games, probably two Monday nights, two Sunday nights, a Thursday night. Christmas in Kansas City, playing the Dolphins in Madrid. There are a million possibilities that remain. What do you think about the Commanders going primetime? Phones are open. You're up next.